Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
Swinging a line drive into center field. Duran racing in. He will get there and make the play. Ball game over. The Red Sox sweep the Cleveland Guardians. They have won seven straight. They're 19-4 in the month of June. They are rolling. And up next, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Andy Gresh.
There's got to be a store somewhere south of the Mason-Dixon line where you can buy a copy of the DVD of Pregnant and Wrestling.
Rich Keefe.
Because they've got the best package as far as... best assets, excuse me. I'll phrase it correctly so John doesn't play that back on me later.
Gresh and Keefe, right now.
That Fitchy with you this morning?
On WEEI.
Oh, you better believe it is. Fitzy in for Gresh here on Gresh and Keefe. Gresh getting a 5.5-hour dental work procedure done today. That's not even an exaggeration. That's literally what he's doing. He claims he'll be back tomorrow. We shall see.
I should probably have the Comrex fired up and ready to go. JIC.
I'll be here in case. We might have you on as well.
Honest to goodness, what is the longest anything like that that you've ever had to go through? I mean, obviously,
so the only
your
real...
beloved wife gave birth to a human being that probably took longer than 5.5 hours.
Yeah, she did. I didn't do anything, though.
You had to go rip some butts in
the
lobby.
I was there. I was just throwing darts down my... Yeah, I was like, this is unbelievable. No, I mean, I'm trying to think... Like, I got my wisdom teeth out, but I got knocked out for it.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And they only said it took
like
30
like,
minutes. Yeah.
They're like, all right, buddy.
And then the...
relax.
And then the whole day, I remember when I had my wisdom teeth taken out, got home later that day, still numb from eyeball to like, you know, larynx, whatever.
To my waistband.
And I hadn't eaten all day, so yeah. I got out a yogurt and I started eating it. And I was like, wow, I really feel hungry. I went in and looked in the bathroom mirror. It was all over my face like a yogurt clown, and my lap was just covered in like... Yeah.
Not to brag.
It could be
but,
taken the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure John won't do anything with it. Not to brag, but this is just true.
Yes.
After I got my wisdom teeth taken out, like a few hours later, I had a turkey club sandwich.
I thought you were going to say, I hit a walk-off home run, a grand slam in an adult softball league game.
And it was the day I won the Heisman Trophy for the country's best softball player.
I built a garage without even a blueprint. Nope.
I had a turkey club sandwich the night after I had my wisdom teeth. But I was so loopy when I came out of it.
The greatest humble brag I've ever heard.
So I was in like high school. No, I was in college when I think I got my wisdom teeth out. And I come to, but I'm so far out of it.
Right.
And so we walk up and they're trying to book like when they're going to see you again. And my mom was there because you can't like drive home after that. And they're like, all right, we need to see you like a week from Friday. And I was like, I can't do it. And she's like, what? I'm like, I'm skiing that day. She's like... My mom's like, none of that's right. Like,
you've never skied before.
You don't ski. So I just was like, out of there. Like, all right, well, and then I was like, just talking the whole time, like nonsense. So it can mess you up. So maybe that's why Gresh wants to stay awake.
Maybe he just wants to go. But you know, at the same time, but how about those sweet drugs?
Oh, yeah. Like, we're going to count you back from 10, 9, 8.
Oh.
It's bizarre.
It's weird.
It's scary, though.
I had surgery last year.
What are you more afraid of? They give you too much and you don't come out of it, or they don't give you enough and all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, I can feel everything.
Enough.
I feel all of it.
Just so you guys know, actually the worst part is your eyeballs are open, but you're like drugged up enough that you can't say anything. So you're like, I would definitely be the...
That's worse.
I can't say anything because I can feel everything.
Yeah.
But last year I had a wee procedure on my right leg.
Okay.
And I came to later, and I was like, I was basically telling them I was going skiing on Friday.
Yeah.
And I had the worst And I mean, I've had a couple of few in my day. Hangover I have ever had in my life.
Like that, yeah.
Because I had never had fentanyl in any form before, and I was not told before said procedure.
Yep.
They were going to give me just a little bit to numb the pain. And I came through, and my body did not like it at all.
No, you don't recommend?
No,
no. Don't recommend.
Zero out of ten. Do not recommend.
All right. Let's go back to the horn here. We got Tony in Boston. Let's talk about Jaylen Brown. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. So I was listening to you guys talk about how Jaylen Brown liked the tweet saying how Boston Celtics fans felt disrespected or something of that nature.
Yeah, basically, somebody tweeted that Jaylen Brown is the most disrespected by Celtics fans, right, and he liked it. Yep, that's it.
Right. And I see no issue with him liking it at all because think about it. These past couple of years, or even further back, the narrative always been Jaylen Brown break up the team and we should trade Jaylen Brown. So in the back of his head, you know what I mean? He still has the courage to still go out there and perform every night. But in the back of his head, he's always hearing this noise. Hey, we should get this guy traded. Hey, and how would you feel as a player? You know what I mean? Especially knowing the talent level that he has, being able to perform, especially like in the finals. Yeah, he didn't play like a overall great finals, but he still did his part. You know what I mean? As a beat player of that team, he still did his part. So to be able to hear those noises constantly every time, especially from your fan base, you're going to feel some type of way. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I feel like he's justified. He can definitely go ahead and like that tweet. In fact, you know what I mean? So
my whole point on it, Tony, is yeah, he can feel any way he wants to feel. My question would be, is this going to prevent him from re-signing? Like, is it going to get to that point where he's like, oh, these fans, they love Tatum and all they do is crap on me. So in 2 years, I'm out.
And I understand that, but I think my point is that he said he's justified. If he does leave, obviously I want him to stay. You know what I mean? As a fan, you want him to stay. But I feel like if he does leave, this is a reason why. You know what I mean? It's a justifiable reason why. It's why he could possibly leave. And we can't blame him at all because he's always been hearing that. Those footsteps, hey, Jaylen Brown, get tweeted, you know, traded.
Right.
He's always having to hear that.
I hear you, Tony. And so, Fitzy, let me ask you,
does
that at least pop up on the radar now that this is a guy? Because he does have 2 years left on his deal, right? Mm-hmm. So he's not a free agent. It's not like, oh, they have to decide max money and all that. I think they would give it to him. But right now, he has 2 years left on his deal. I thought a lot of the trade Jaylen Brown talks really silenced once we got to the playoffs and they kept advancing rounds. I don't think there's a lot of people on that. And the one name that you're hearing it connected to now is Kevin Durant. So it's really not even an insult to Jaylen Brown because I think Celtics fans are at least smart enough to realize you got to give up somebody good to get somebody good.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're not going to be able to pull a Danny Ainge where you offer like these bright, shiny nickels over here and get some crisp dollar bills. No.
But I just wonder, is this just the start of, and again, it might not even be the majority. In fact, it's not the majority. I think most Celtics fans really, really like Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But if
they saw how good he can be.
But I think he hears all the stuff. Now, he doesn't hear it and then respond to it the way Draymond Green does or Kevin Durant does.
Does he have multiple burners?
I don't think so, but you never know. But I don't know. I feel like this is at least something to sort of monitor. Because for a while, it was always, hey, does Jaylen Brown get along with Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart? Like, do those guys all like each other? That, I think, has been answered. It's a pretty clear yes. But now out of nowhere, we got to wonder, does he feel respected enough by the fan base to want to keep playing here?
If Celtics fans can't go on, maybe not an appreciation tour, if they can't go out of their way to make Jaylen Brown feel appreciated, then shame on them after what he went through and what he was able to accomplish this postseason. I think of all the Celtics players that I walked away most impressed with, it would be Jaylen Brown, even above Jason Tatum or some of those dad strength Al Horford nights, who, you know, kind of the emotional core of the team, veteran leader on a great comeback tour.
Right.
Jaylen Brown impressed me the most of all the members of the 2021-22 Celtics in this postseason. Now, does this bear monitoring? Sure. But we are at least heartened or given some encouragement, Rich, by the idea that they did seem to get along, that they've gone out of their way to say, like, we are friends. We like each other. We like playing together.
Right.
Coach Udoka was able to find a way to get this team to gel, become a single unit, and play well together. So, like, reports from Stadium's Jeff Goodman, friend of the station, as he said last year on Maloney Fourier and somebody else, I'm not sure who was in at the time, but it was definitely the two of them.
The afternoon program.
The afternoon program, yes. On Afternoons with Guys. He said that it was like they just, you know, every time they play together, it's like this is the first time they've ever played together.
Right. And that's, but and that, when he said that, he was right, but that has since changed.
That chemistry, right, but that is, one coach, like changing coaches and altering the scheme and finding a way to get the most out of them is exactly what Udoka was brought in to do and did. And I also now wonder how much does, just because he feels disrespected by the fans, like, guys, everyone says Tatum, I know, his sub has bacon, he's got these chips you have to try. We get it, you're all in love with Deuce. But just don't forget, like, I'm an important member of this. I'm a little bit more than Scottie Pippen at this point.
Ooh, careful. Scottie Pippen's one of the 25 greatest players of all time.
I'm glad you said that. But but you know the funny thing is...
I get your
is,
overall point, though.
Thank you. I was going to say, because I think Pippen is...
wildly underrated.
Oh, God.
Yeah, everybody's like, all right, yeah, Jordan. It's like, all right, well, Jordan didn't have Pippen. Awesome. Like, who knows? But that's, yeah, that's another whole thing. So I hope these two stay together for a long time. I think that's the whole idea. Like, right, you have a 25 and a 24-year-old all-star. You're hoping they stay together for the long term.
And didn't Durant last week say, as we brought him up earlier in the program, that it's a wings league now? You've got two of the best.
Oh, he's right.
And they're 25 and 24. They're just hitting their prime.
Yeah, I would try to keep these guys together now. And again, there were questions. And I think it was fair to question it early on. But they'd never made the finals before. And they'd never played this well before. So I'm all for those guys to stay. And basketball, a little bit different than the other sports as far as, you know, getting a free agency. Because the Celtics, they can only pay Jaylen Brown so much. Like, it depends on if he makes All-NBA or not and all that stuff. But it's kind of slotted in where the top guys, it's not like, you know, the Atlanta Hawks can come in and offer way more money. It doesn't work that way.
So, you're always allowed to offer more when you're the team.
5 years when you're on the team, 4 years if it's going to another team. So, and now again, I guess they could always trade him and then he could re-up with that team,
he'll sign
whatever.
It
could happen. Because right now when you're looking at the Celtics, like realistic moves to make, and nothing happened on draft night.
Right.
But you got to wonder, is Peyton Pritchard either gone or can you upgrade from him? Can you upgrade from Grant Williams? That seems way more likely than this Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, you know, add-on.
All right. So we heard a little bit of what they were doing this morning with Ken filling in on Greg Hill. We heard the whole which GM is under the most pressure. All right. We won't play the which GM is under the most pressure or has the toughest schedule ahead of them, if you will, in Boston. I happen to think it is Chaim Bloom just because of the fact he may lose so many players. And this team is good, and they should be able to make a, you know, if not significant, deep postseason run again. But let's just say you get to, let's play Brad Stevens for a minute.
Okay.
What are you doing, Rich?
Well, I really want DeJounte Murray, and I would call the Spurs and see if that's even a possibility and what it would take and try to realistically, without gutting your core too much, try to add him. Be willing to trade a bunch of picks because you're in a position to trade a bunch of picks because your best players are all really young and you can always add. And if your team
picks, just get rid
of them. I'm not worried about it. They're not going to be lottery picks.
And blank the picks, say the Rams.
This is also going to be a team that attracts veteran guys because, like, oh, you just won the East. You were two games away from beating the Warriors.
It was the point John Corrales made on a Saturday with us when he joined us about a week and a half ago. It was me and Andy Hart, and he said, hey, don't sleep on the idea that a lot of guys that may have been looking for, like, $16, $18, $20 million deals elsewhere might say, hey, I could come in and play for $10 million for the Celtics, and I might be that extra somebody they could bring off the bench would help them get past where they were just a few games ago when they didn't have enough offense off the bench against Golden State.
So I think Murray's kind of the high end for me, and then after that it'd be somebody like, you know, Pat Connaughton, who's not going to cost a ton of money.
Local guy.
Just sort of upgrade the bench. Like, get another shooter, get another dribbler. Another guy that can facilitate a little bit.
Yeah, like, I would love, I don't know how in the world they'd be able to get him. He's in heading towards year two of a four-year, $65 million deal. I love Herter from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's a realistic one. I mean, because they have the trade exception, so they have like 3 weeks to use it, I think.
Right there. Like, that's the perfect amount of money.
I don't mind that.
Except you might have to offer them, like, picks and a smart. And if you do that...
I'm not trading smart for him.
No, see, that's the problem. Yeah. So how do you convince another team?
Picks and the trade exception.
We really want this guy. It could be picks and the trade exception.
Well, because they just paid John Collins a lot of money, and there's rumors they might trade him. So if they can't do that, they might want to just free up some space.
Herter would be 16 points a night. He would fit in beautifully on this team. I know Mego wanted Patty Mills, something like Seth Curry. Like, I need more than that. I'm going to need a little bit more than that.
Yeah. Right. Because, I mean, even if they don't do anything, I think people would be frustrated, but you're like, Brown and Tatum could take another leap forward. They could both get a little bit better, and the team would still be in the mix. But you know Milwaukee's going to be better, and there's probably some other move that's going to happen in the conference, too.
Take 3 to 5. Milwaukee is absolutely going to be better.
Yeah,
take 3 to 5 minutes a night off Tatum the whole season long.
That too.
There's a good chance by somebody else coming in to score from anywhere from 10 to 18 points.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's not gassed in June like he just was.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. Follow the show on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe.
Now that I've taken a year off, and like I'm not loading my body, compounding loads every single day, my body feels pretty straight, you know? And, you know, I've gone and dabbled out and, you know, go run routes. And but then you see when you run routes the next day, like, all right, I'm not too bad, but I'm already like 10,000 reps behind, I feel, in my mind.
Well, that was former Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman. This is Gresh and Keefe. Fitzy in for Gresh. And I...
Former?
Any... Yeah, former. Former. Any kind of talk of Edelman returning, I'm like, I don't think so. Although this one was one where it didn't seem to be just him trying to be talked about? Or do you feel like it's just him trying to be talked about?
See, I still think that he wants to remain relevant and in the public's eye so much that he's going to continue to just sort of float it out there, just chum the waters a little bit. There was something he did offshore recently where didn't he say like, oh, you know, Tommy, you know, like we keep in touch, whatever. But, you know, but right. If I come back, you know, it would probably be New England because Foxborough forever. So, like,
I've
he's staying on brand.
Yeah.
And he's making sure he says the right things because, you know, this has been discussed a couple of few times maybe here in this program and elsewhere. Rich, I'm not sure if you heard, okay. But, you know, Tom Brady left.
What? Where'd he
go? What's that?
The hell? He's still playing?
He's in Florida.
He must have retired, though. Yeah. He was super old when he left here.
Yeah. Totally.
So he must be done.
Yeah, no, he's a movie star now.
Huh?
He's producing.
Yeah. Well,
he's an underwear model.
I saw that.
Side note, I mean, Tom, I understand you want to live out loud, but come on, guy. Let's clean it up a little bit.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty cute. It was just like, oh, my God, what were the chances that Giselle was going to stumble into the bathroom and see Tom standing there in the underwear? I was like, oh, my God, these two are just like
finished
us.
Doing 100 push-ups and 50 dips to make sure my tries and pecs were ripped.
Uh-huh.
As I have my...
So my... But yes. Edelman talking
but
about...
But the Edelman thing, yeah. Like, I mean...
But he also said he was running routes, which to me is so
why
different.
Why is he doing that?
Yeah, you're only running routes if you want to play, right? Why would you run routes? Because it's one thing to just run or bike or do some cardio. Or, you know, if some of these guys after they play still want to do bench press or squats or whatever the hell. Part of it, they just want to stay in shape. That's all fine.
What's he staying quick for? Rec league? Is he playing? His daughter's four.
That'd be like a pitcher being like, yeah, you know, I still, you know, I threw about 60 tosses or whatever. It's like, why are you on the
mound? I had two side sessions yesterday. Like, you're supposed to play catch with your kid, gain weight like the rest of us, drink IPAs,
it's like, why?
Sitting around a solo stove. Like, yeah, you're not supposed to, like, actually, like, oh, yeah, I did 45 minutes on the resistor band.
Yeah.
Then I did hills. I punched the barrel of rice like Roger Clemens.
Why'd you do
I
any
did that
of this?
Squeezy toilet. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Just take it, like, and so. The point about Brady and then the Gronk thing is like, Brady, we understood. At the same time, it still made us mad. Gronk made us angrier than Brady, and now people appreciate him again, but he might still come back again, I think, in November.
I agree.
If Edelman were to come back to the NFL, if he insisted on playing one more year, and he plays elsewhere, I mean, like, everything about Foxborough forever, unless he's somehow able to portray it as, I swear, guys, I said, Bill, I only want to play for you. And Bill said, I don't want to take reps away from the guys.
We've moved on.
Yes.
Like, if they said that, then it'd be like, mutually, you play somewhere else. Try to get another ring. You're great in the playoffs, that
I
kind
will
of thing.
Punch the moon if he comes back to Tampa. Because everyone always says the sun. I just figured
out. No, way too hot.
I'll be the first one to go to the moon, and I will punch the moon.
That's a good point. So cold there.
How do you have any idea? Like, it'd be great for radio because
so
lines will be jammed
there,
for weeks.
The Edelman thing would be, out of this whole scenario, would be the most surprising and shocking because I think his injury is just too bad. Like, I don't think he can play. It's like Pedroia. Like, Pedroia could try to come back. He can't.
And when he came
cannot.
Back, it was like, oh no.
Yeah, he shouldn't. Whereas when Gronk retired the first time, it was like, okay, maybe there's a chance he comes back. This time, I think we're all predicting him to come back.
It'd be like Ali when he boxed Foreman. It's like, no, right. Get him out of there. No.
And then Brady retired for 40 days. That actually was more surprising than him coming back out of retirement.
Yeah.
Like this past offseason.
The faux retirement to get the coach canned and try to get to Miami. Yeah, it didn't work out the way he wanted.
No, it didn't.
To.
But
private
Edelman,
plan in a soccer match changed that.
I don't think Edelman can do it. And yeah, then that leads to the question, if you're Belichick, would you want him? And then, like, you know, what percentage is he and all that stuff? But
Edelman was so messed up in 2019. It wasn't just the knee. It was everything, head to toe. Shoulder was hanging off by a thread.
He tried.
Ribs were a disaster.
Even
the knee
beginning
was
of
bone
2020.
On bone.
Like, he was trying.
That's why I remember when we were doing middays back then during the Dalen Keefe days, I said I wanted him to catch that touchdown against Seattle. Remember, like, it was that final drive where Cam ultimately stopped at the goal line, end of game.
I do remember that.
And, like, it was the right call. Spoiler alert, it wasn't because they didn't score. But
no,
on first down,
or
second down,
he
Cam
set a record,
threw,
by the way, Edelman. That's the most receiving yards he ever had in a game.
Oh, my God.
With
when
Cam
he
Newton.
Cooked Adams on that long ball,
great.
It was almost lost.
Of course,
almost
that was also
birth on the floor.
Historically, the worst secondary in football history.
I know.
Regardless.
Irregardless. But when Cam threw that 510-mile-per-hour fastball at the goal line, if he just took 5 miles an hour off it, Edelman catches it, falls down, maybe, like, dies right there in the goal, or at least breaks, and he says, that's it. They win the game.
Yeah.
Edelman's done. And he goes off into the sunset. He tries to play longer, diminishing returns. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, we've all seen these movies, like The Wrestler and whatever else, like the Glory Chasers. Like, it doesn't end well.
Well, he was SummerSlam. You could see why he was pretty hyped.
Yeah.
A full crowd.
But then you're doing, like, autograph shows, and you're wearing bifocals, and you can't even see your own name. You're writing down. And
you're working the
Bruce Springsteen
line.
Singing a sad song about you. This doesn't end well for him. Like, when you've got this chronic condition, he's talking about the fact that his body feels good, but he knows he's a million reps behind. Great, you might be able to play
behind
3-4.
What? You're not coming back. You're not playing. Like, and I get it. Like, it's got to be so hard for these guys to know when they're done. Because some of them, like in Edelman's case, they're told you're done. Because we would talk with Karin all the time. We wrote the book with Edelman. Like, he is he's going to play until the wheels fall off guy. And guess what? The wheels have fallen off.
Yes.
You're not putting him back on. Like, he's done. If he could have been the first receiver to play at 47 years old, he would have.
Gladly.
He absolutely would have, but he's not. And I don't know. I also, all these guys, even Brady, as famous as he is, you're never as famous after you're playing than when you are playing.
Correct.
Right? Like, it doesn't happen. Like, even go, like, Shaq and Jordan. Like, there's plenty of guys that are still famous.
Maybe Charles Barkley.
Actually, you know what? Barkley's a good one.
Might be one of the very few who's as, if not more famous. But it's taken a long time and a lot of hilarious things and a lot of people thrown through windows.
That helps. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Well, especially now when, you know, Barkley didn't play during Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. So these guys now are like megastars, but you then aren't in the game anymore. And it's like, most fans aren't as interested in former Laker or former Celtic, right? They want the current guys. So Edelman's still doing his TV thing, right?
He's on Inside the NFL, but Inside the NFL is now on a streaming platform.
Wow. Aren't we all?
Yeah. Right. We're on Twitch. Streaming. He's on Paramount Plus.
One big streaming platform.
But like, it's not, it's certainly not of the prominence. And you have to think there is that one little bit of like, there's that one little bit where he's just like, you know, but Tommy's coming back one last year.
I know.
Gronk will come back in November. Godwin's going to probably start the year on PUP. What if I could come in and
Brady's going to call both guys. Brady's going to call Gronk and Edelman and gauge their interest at some point. Because can't you see, I don't know who they're playing, but like week five, week six, either they lose or they barely win and he throws for like 180 yards and he's just like, what is this?
Shutout 9-0 again by New Orleans on a Sunday night.
Right. And he's like, calls both those guys up and he's like, you got to get down here. And Gronk would be like, I'm already there. Let's
actually, I never left.
Edelman's like, hold on. I can't get out of a sofa without my knee popping. So,
you know, I creak.
Yeah, not great. We were talking about Celtics fans earlier today because Jaylen Brown liked a tweet that said he's the most disrespected Celtics player by Celtics fans. He liked that. How about this? Also, attacking us, the Celtic fan.
What?
Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I thought they crossed the line. I mean, I'm all for booing guys, cheering for your own team. Mm-hmm. The appropriate cheer is, if you want to go down that path, is, so-and-so sucks. So-and-so sucks.
Right.
You know, you want to say that. That's when they were saying F you Draymond, like 20,000 people, I thought of Draymond's kid, too.
Okay.
You know, like DJ, 5 years old. Sweet kid, like the nicest kid. I mean, every time he sees me, he's like, hi, Coach Kerr. You know, he's like, he's the greatest little guy. He comes to practice all the time, the sweet and innocent little guy. And he's got to sit there and watch as his dad gets cussed out by 20,000 drunk fans. You know, people don't think of it in those terms,
right?
Like when you're watching from the outside. And I do think it rattled Draymond a little bit, you know, because that's pretty extreme.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Aw, gee whiz, Mr. Kerr. The other night, my dad took me home and showed me highlights of him kicking Steven Adam right in the old baby maker.
Draymond, how do you feel you played?
Meanwhile, Draymond was swearing every camera he could get in front of during the parade. And right in front of his kid, Steve Kerr and Klay Thompson are the ones saying it's so sad they shouldn't be doing this. And Draymond doesn't care. Draymond himself even said on his podcast, like, all right.
He liked it.
That's fine. Actually, if anything, my son's going to get tougher because of this, is what he said. But how soft is that?
I mean, like,
they crossed the line. You can say he sucks. You just can't say bleep you, Draymond. But I thought the biggest kind of nugget in that whole thing, he thought it actually affected Draymond. Like, it got to him.
Wow.
So good on the Celtics fans.
Yeah, that's smart. That's why it's called a home court advantage. Long gone
brutal.
Are the days of putting cameras in locker rooms, or at least so we were told.
Yeah.
Warm Gatorade,
right.
Dead spots on the court.
Oh, yeah.
Making the showers not work,
the
all the
up.
Red Auerbach-isms, you know, turning the heat up, et cetera. Everything else is monitored now. So the Celtics fans have to be able to provide a little legitimate home court advantage. And by the way, first of all, Steve Kerr, it's Boston. They do things differently, okay? It's not the wine and cheese and ceviche and charcuterie crowd of the Chase Center in San Francisco.
Right.
This is steak tips, chowder, and profanity. So shut up and stop telling Boston how to Boston. Boston will take care of itself and do what Boston does, number one. And number two, Draymond is there for the theater. He actually liked it. I think he liked the back and forth. And you know what? The rest of the team didn't, because they all chanted F you Draymond when they're pouring champagne all over each other in said Boston Garden.
Oh,
so
God.
Please, with the hand-wringing, John, I know I'm only on the show once every now and again when someone gets up to 6 hours of oral surgery, but I would just
Like I, Ted.
Doesn't make a good segment title, but I did give the show a lot of different things.
Yes,
like
you're right.
Contributing things like what happened, boom, roasted, et cetera. Perhaps maybe you guys can go forth with this. The Pearl Clutch Index.
Pearl Clutch
the
Index?
The Pearl Clutching Index. Something like, I'm workshopping
By
a segment
way,
here
just,
for you.
Just for slicing up the credit pie, I feel like those two segments, you may have come up with ideas for, but I feel like I had the titles.
You had the titles.
Yes.
I had the boom roasted drop. Fitzy wanted to call it someone else.
He wanted to call it something else.
I pulled all the Michael Scott.
I think I called it.
But I said boom roasted.
You came up with boom roasted.
I think so.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yes. No,
I
called
it. If we're going to slice that up, I get 100%. Like 50%.
I called it diss tracks.
The other 50.
I wanted to call
you
it
wanted
diss
to call
tracks.
It diss tracks, and I said boom, boom roasted.
And that was perfect. And then I said.
We can go back and look at
I don't think that's probably true.
Probably text old, on that. In an old thread. And then.
And then I said, what happened?
Yes,
because
I said,
I'm probably the only one that watched The Mighty Wind. So I feel like that's.
I've certainly seen Mighty Wind several times.
Fair enough.
But I wanted to do some sort of NFL rewind segment, and you were like, oh, this is perfect.
Yes.
That's called teamwork. That's called synergy.
That might not. Has that gotten clearance?
Yeah,
clearance?
That one didn't go over the air.
You know what? You're a great idea, man. Leave the titles to us. Clearly, the titles have not worked out.
No,
the titles have to be air safe.
Correct. Okay, that's an easy start.
Okay. There's no swear words or body parts or bodily fluids.
That's just like
innuendo. Even is frowned upon.
That's a term for someone who just behaves in a manner that's cowardly.
You're not allowed to say it.
Got it.
Let's just do.
My bad. Okay, you know what? I took a dump.
Soft. We get soft. You know, who's the softest?
Why don't we call it SAWFT?
Soft.
Soft.
All right.
How soft are you?
Steve Kerr is out soft.
He's
everybody
very
else.
Soft.
He and Clay Thompson obviously have a lot in common.
That's like that right there. That's a bomb pop in the sun. That
it
is
really
very
is,
soft.
It was one of the as the series was going on. It surprisingly became a bigger story than I ever would have imagined. Because haven't you heard the FU so-and-so chant at a lot of different sporting events and for many years? And all of a sudden the Warriors were like acting like they'd never heard anything like it.
Yeah, when I was at Game 4, it was so much fun until it wasn't fun, as you probably saw by the story arc of the game and the final score.
Yeah, not great.
I was a little disappointed that, not that the FU Draymond chant came back, but because Klay Thompson had also drawn the ire of Celtics fans by trying to tell us how to behave, calling us classy.
Stay classy.
Swearing in front of fans.
Yes.
A lot of pearl clutching, a lot of unnecessary hand-wringing from Klay Thompson. Andy Hart and I did a two-hour pregame show at Lord Hobo Seaport, and we took 2 hours of calls on chant ideas for the Boston Garden. Yeah. We had a bunch of terrible ones, a few good ones.
Couple gems.
And all it turned out to be was F.U. Clay.
Pretty good. You hit it where it hurts.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, he doesn't like that
How'd
language.
How'd you come up with that one, guys?
he doesn't like that language.
Come on, Garden. We can do better
Fitzy,
than that.
Sometimes the obvious answer is the right answer. And that's
sometimes
what it was.
It
he doesn't like
you right in the face.
Clay didn't like that. And then the other NBA news, as it relates to Kyrie Irving, according to reports, the only team showing interest in Kyrie Irving is the L.A. Lakers. Of course, he apologized to LeBron years ago, so there is that part
LeBron
of it.
LeBron James.
He apologized to him, so LeBron will welcome him back. But the Nets, shockingly, don't want Russell Westbrook back in return.
You don't say.
They don't want Russell Westbrook or Westbrook. They don't want him. So I don't know how this is going to get done, but it doesn't seem like anybody is interested in Kyrie. And can the Lakers come up with a good enough package? Like, I don't even know how many picks they have left or how they'd be able to do it, or if they even could do it, if they still have LeBron, Davis, and Westbrook all under contract, because they don't have a lot of guys under contract for next year, but they're all making a ton of money.
They're not taking Westbrook onto the Nets. KD does not want to play with him again. They're not going to reunite the former Oklahoma City Thunder now at the Barclays Center. Zero chance of that happening. But if you're the Nets, and you realize this dream, this super team dream you had but a couple years ago, now has completely fallen apart and been dashed against the rocks.
It's got to be the worst one.
Really bad. Like, it's gone.
It's got to be the worst super team.
Old Fat Suit Jimmy really just ruined it again. And now, where is he going to end up?
Probably still in Philly.
Ugh.
Which, I think they're also kind of backed into a corner where they're like, we could get rid of him, but how are we going to replace him? Are we going to do somebody better?
If you're the Nets.
Yeah.
You are the Netropolitans. You have two options. You let Kyrie opt out and you get nothing. You get nothing, sir. I said good day.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just take the best package possible from the Lakers?
Yeah, I would probably do that, but I'm not taking Russell Westbrook back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd have to take whatever in return and get him, but it has to...
Is there somewhere else you could spin Westbrook in the interim?
I don't think so. Nobody was going to want to pay him $47 million.
Well, how much would the Lakers have to pay? Could the Lakers buy him out?
I guess technically they could, but I don't think that necessarily frees up enough space. So, but I mean, if you're at least in the case of the Nets, they just signed Kyrie. So it's not like when they got Harden and they had to trade so many players and picks, and then then they ended up flipping him for Ben Simmons. Kyrie just signed there, so if he did walk away, it's not the best asset management, but I guess it's not the worst either. Not like, you're so better off without him than like convincing yourself, oh, we have to have him back.
Think about all the memories made, though.
So many good ones. Him missing more games than playing in. Him saging the Boston Garden when he got here. You know, other moments, too.
Yeah, he didn't give them, you know, like, F Thanksgiving or what is government.
No, we had better quotes, I think.
I think we had the better quotes. Yeah. They had more memorable misses.
That is for sure true. All right, we're going to wrap up the program with You Got Something coming up next.
Original. Original.
W-E-E-I.
W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEEI.
Time now for You Got Something. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customer's phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing incoming customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com. Billy Lanny, you got something?
I do have something. Right. Not sure if you guys saw this story or not, but Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez went car shopping. I think they're looking for a car to rent.
Oh, just like you and John. You're in the, in the market for a new car?
By the way, have you looked outside?
I've not.
Billy and I both have to walk home in what's happening outside right now.
My God. So. What's happening right now?
Rain.
Rain. Rain. A lot of it.
Chaos.
Rain. Really bad. So.
If you guys are wheels up at exactly 2 o'clock, I'll take you somewhere.
So so they brought Ben's son from his marriage with Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
So the 10-year-old decides to get behind the wheel of a $230,000 Lamborghini.
Good Lord.
What do you think proceeds to happen? You guessed it. He reverses it into a BMW.
Oh.
So I don't know how any of your fathers would have reacted when a 10-year-old version of you backed into any car with any car that you were driving.
Oof.
But imagine if 10-year-old you was in a $230,000 Lamborghini and proceeded to back into a BMW.
Well, you had me at imagine if any of you were in a $230,000 Lamborghini.
Never been in a Lambo myself.
No. I've never been close to
it. It's the most expensive car you've ever driven by, Ethan.
Driven?
Or driven by.
Driven by?
You ever seen a Lamborghini?
Oh, you know what?
Road?
I saw a Lamborghini in the wild once, and it was funny. I was out to like a early dinner someplace in like I think by like the seaport maybe.
Yep.
And some guy drove around like
they
four
have a
times.
Wendy's down there?
Yeah, right. I had a gift card. But so they're driving around like four times just to make sure everybody saw it. And they're like, all right, buddy, you got like a yellow Lamborghini.
Right.
Super great.
Super awesome too. Saw a Ferrari a couple weeks ago.
Oh man.
God.
In the wild, huh?
It was just like yay high. Maybe no more than like a stack of nickels off the street. Barely, level. Like, it's just so...
How are you supposed to pull into parking lots with that thing?
No idea.
Yeah, good luck. You know what? Go ahead.
No
drive
idea.
On Storo Drive on that thing and see how the bottom of that engine holds up.
I've never been in a car where the door opens up. Never been in one once.
Saw a DeLorean in the wild last summer, too. Almost lost my mind.
I saw the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck. Big old hot dog flying down 93 one time.
All right.
Patriots busted out the DeLorean to reveal the new...
That's right.
New old jerseys.
What a hit that was as well.
I like that.
Emergency power ranking. The top three fictional or like ridiculous vehicles you would possibly want to have.
Batmobile.
That's got to be number one,
DeLorean.
Right?
The DeLorean's on
Knight
there.
Knight
Rider. Billy.
Billy.
Literally. You just stole my top three right there because you can get a Wienermobile.
You can.
You know, like the same way they sell Pizza Huts and they turn into like banks and doctor's offices and whatnot.
It
like
used to be a Pizza Hut, though. You know?
You'll always be a Friendly's. Friendly's is the same way. You've seen a lot of bank of
Billy,
whatever.
Billy, are you the webmaster at used to be a friendlies.com?
Yeah, right.
There's some good stuff there.
It's a great feed.
John, you got something?
Yeah, so I was mentioning throughout trending today that the dream came to an end for James Neal and your Springfield Thunderbirds out there in Western Massachusetts. After the gentleman's sweep was over, one of the Chicago Wolves players, I couldn't even figure out who it is, but he evidently does not speak English, and his teammates evidently did not care that there was a video being sent out to the fans, but this is what happened.
Thank you, fans. Thank you. My father, mother, my defense. Thank you. No translate. I work in English next season. Thank you.
I don't know. They did a pretty good job.
And then they also didn't have a translator there for him to tell them.
Congrats nonetheless.
Congrats, guys. Good.
Congrats to the Blackhawks AHL affiliate.
Hey, are any of us going to go see a Brockton Rocks game this summer so we can go see every one of our favorite Red Sox players' kids on the team?
Probably should.
Wouldn't that be a fun outing?
Yeah.
As soon as Gresh can feel something.
I don't know when that's going to be.
Also, a picture from our buddy, good old Dylan Mitchell, winner of the Gresh and Key Football League last year. Send me a photo.
Why did he send you a photo?
Because he's having a dental procedure. He sent a selfie. He's having a dental procedure as well.
Is he wearing sunglasses?
Yes, at the dentist office.
Oh, he's got a bright smile.
Oh, yeah, no, they put those on. It's that the little thing they put over your face, the light.
Oh,
really?
That little dentist light?
I thought he was too cool for school.
How great would a dentist light be at home? You can put that thing anywhere. You can position that thing anywhere.
Good for reading in bed.
A good evening read or maybe, you know, growing cannabis. Whatever it is you like to do around the house.
What it is. Fitz, you got something?
Yeah, I got a little something for you. If you were listening earlier to the program, we shared this little positive nugget from the weekend. I just happened to have been doing the Saturday show. No Andy Hart. We had Brian Barrett and Kyrie Thompson in. We talked a lot of Patriots. And would you believe somebody with a large national spotlight actually said something nice about our radio station?
What?
I was listening to... I was driving around in the car listening to WEI on my car and through Spotify through the Odyssey app.
Okay.
And they were talking about the Pats receivers. It was great. I felt like I was in Boston. They were like, and it was actually a good segment. I was impressed. It was the three guys. It was like a guy named Fitzy, Kyrie Thompson, and I'm gonna blank on the third guy.
Well,
the other guy.
Yeah, hope that's still high praise.
Brian Barrett. WWEEI on the
shout
Spotify.
Out Odyssey app though. Respect that. Thank you, Bill.
Spotify and Odyssey are going to merge. It's going to be called Spodyssey.
Spodyssey
is going to happen. It was Brian Barrett, Bill Simmons, host of the Bill Simmons podcast from the Ringer Network.
I like that.
Shouting out WEEI. How do you like that?
I love it. Way to go, sports guy.
Sports guy.
Shime didn't have that cut in the morning.
Appreciate it. Nope, didn't have that.
Nope. Not allowed to say nice things about me on the morning show.
Last thing I got in the we'll be hosting it this Friday.
Still going to talk crap about myself.
First hour of the program, we played a Draymond Green, Kendrick Perkins. Back and forth. It got pretty intense, actually, between the two. Ooh. They do not like each other at all. And two other guys famously were kind of at odds while playing for the Celtics, Rajon Rondo and Ray Allen. And Kendrick Perkins tells a story about how they tried to get those two to squash their beef.
When things started to go south, in my opinion, the first incident was when Ray was pushing so hard to trade Rondo for CP3. And it got back to Rondo. I think right there we started having a little friction, right? We made Ray and Rondo actually box it out. Like, they had so much beef, we got to the practice facility, we bought the boxing gloves, and they actually had to box it out because we just didn't want to have the tension no more.
Can you imagine if they, like, double KO'd each other and, like, where's your starting backcourt? Oh, we had them fight because, you know, they were upset with each other. So we had them, you know, box, helmetless boxing.
They had a private Apollo Creed Rocky bout in the gym boxing match.
That could have gone real sideways.
That could have been awesome, too.
Who are you taking?
Rondo.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. Even though Ray Allen, like, was made of just nothing but, like, athletic sinew.
Well, neither one of them has an ounce of fat on them.
Ray Allen's calves are something else.
He's got nice
that
calves.
That generates a lot of power.
That's true.
Good point.
But Rondo's reach is insane. I've never seen a guy whose
his
long
length.
Arms.
Yeah, his reach. He's got those Pedro Martinez fingers.
He's got the biggest hands in the league.
And his arms are like Robert Williams' arms.
Yeah.
That was probably right around the same time that Ray Allen sent this DM.
I'm getting there. Yeah. When you think about my tongue on your and switching back and forth from my to my tongue.
All right, John, he was hacked.
Yeah, that wasn't him. He said it wasn't him. He didn't know how Twitter worked.
All right, before the show's over, you guys were just talking about a celebrity beef. One more suggestion for a show segment. talking about athletic beefs. How about where's the beef? You can use that drop.
Yep. All right. Well,
there's no swear in that title, though.
That's a good point, not going to fly. That's going to do it for us. That's going to do it for us. Fitzy, thanks for coming in. You might be in tomorrow. We'll see if Gresh is alive and well after all of that. Good job by Billy and John for producing it. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego is next. Talk to you tomorrow.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.